Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining us right now is Rabbi Ricky Seif, who's the director of King David Victory Park. Simon, what are we talking to him about?
We are talking about virtual open days, which who would have thought that that would be a discussion? And but I suppose in these days and age, this days and age, why wouldn't it be? Rabbi Seif, good afternoon to you, and thank you for joining us on 101.9 Chai FM.
I hear you clearly, Simon. Thanks a lot.
Rabbi, who would have thought that it would come to this, virtual open days? Tell us what's happening at King David Victory Park.
So I think exactly like you mentioned, everybody in every industry is having to pivot and find means of action and doing what they do. The teachers teaching brilliant online for the last couple of months, and then it dawned on us at this time of year, usually primary schools and high schools are starting to have their open days and planning already for 2021. And we normally have parents and kids coming through to the campus to have a look and see the campus and learn about what we do up close and personal. And that's due to COVID, has been taken away from us. So King David Victory Park Primary, as well as some of the other schools in our group, are having virtual open days just to showcase what we do to potential parents for 2021.
And Rabbi, sometimes some things just have to be seen face to face. I'm struggling to understand how one will achieve this virtually. How is this going to happen?
So not the only one, and the first one. So I'll let you know how it goes afterwards. But so effectively, what the plan is, the parents are going to zoom in. We've got some video footage of what the school is, some of our facilities, interviews with some of our teachers, some of our pupils. We've themed our open day this year through the eyes of the child. And therefore, we've interviewed some of our grade one pupils, some of our grade seven pupils, just to hear it from the children themselves, what makes King David Victory Park Primary special, to see some of our fantastic teachers, some of our fantastic facilities. And I think you're right. There's always that element of not really getting close and personal and meeting the staff personally and seeing the facilities. But having said that, there are benefits as well. Often parents aren't able to come due to work hours. And this way, we're able to bring school as we can to the living, to the home of parents, kids.
Well, wow, it'll be fascinating to catch up with you afterwards and find out how it goes. There's some things that I think are more difficult to translate over the internet and others aren't, and this is certainly one of them. Talk to me, Rabbi, just about intakes. I know the Jewish community is having its challenges in terms of populations, etc. Are things looking good? Are you expecting the same sort of intake next year?
So it's quite interesting, Simon. I can't speak for all schools, but I think in the case of Victory Park Primary, it very much depends on the birth rate of that particular year. The current grade ones we have are quite a small group, I would say, but next year we're anticipating quite a large one. So it really fluctuates year on year. All in all, though, on the King David school side, the numbers are stable, doing really well. And I hope that that continues into the post-COVID as well.
Rabbi, the other issue that seems to be quite a big issue at the moment is that of school fees. Given COVID, given people losing jobs, are you finding greater requests for assistance? Are people paying the fees with a smile? What is your experience in that regard?
So thankfully, I'm not that involved in the fees in my current position. My understanding is that the community in general is under pressure, but the parents have been very resilient and have kept up their payments, and really the organization, from what I believe, is in really a good place. But we continue to watch this place as pressure increases across the board on all of our families.
Let's end it on a more positive note. Let's go back to your virtual open day. If you're listening to us right now and you're very interested in enrolling your kid, how do you take part in this? What do you need to do? Where do you go?
So thanks, Simon. We've got on our Facebook page, on the King David Victory Park Facebook page, we have a flyer with the registration details. Registrations are still open. Once registering, you'll get a link to Zoom link. And join us next Monday night, 6:30 p.m. So it's Monday the 3rd of August, 6:30 p.m. And whoever registers will get a Zoom link. And we really hope it's successful. We've got a wonderful school. a wonderful staff, and we're hoping to showcase it the best way possible during these very strange times we find ourselves in.
So from Chai FM, here's wishing you the best of luck for your open day. You do have a very special little school there, that is absolutely for sure. So good luck, Rabbi, and thank you for being with us this afternoon.
Thanks, Simon, Kathy, Chai FM. Really appreciate your support, and wishing all of you, the listeners, just a very good and meaningful fast coming up. And thank you again for having us on your show.